we present the fifth episode of Pay Any Price by Ted Albury, which he's adapted from his novel of the same name, with Susanna Fellows as Debbie Shaw and Michael J. Shannon as Tony Simmons. Pay Any Price.
What's the sign there, Sturgis?
It's the Hamburg city boundary. You take the next run out on the right.
Yeah. Where's it marked?
We've passed Hamburg, so it'll be Ehlsdorf.
Right. You okay, Mr. Dickens?
Yes, I'm okay, Captain.
There it is, Mac. See the sign? Bahnhof Leidemann.
What's that mean?
I don't know, but that's the place. I remember the glass houses.
Right then, get the two of them. Stick them on the two fixed chairs. Take Mr. Dickens in with you. Simmons and I'll come in about 5 minutes.
What about the girl?
Handcuff her, but leave her in the back room, on the bed.
I wouldn't mind 10 minutes on the bed with her.
Get moving, for God's sake, Sturgis. Right. Mason. Fox. Are you ready to talk now? I'll start with you again, Fox. How did you pay her? I'll ask you again. How did you pay her? Sturgis. You gonna talk, Fox?
Yes.
How did you pay her then, Fox?
Cigarettes from the Naffy.
How many?
200, a carton.
What brand?
It didn't matter, any kind would do.
Where did you meet her?
I told your other chap, I met her in a bar.
How long had you been in Berlin when you met her?
2 months.
Had you bedded any other kraut birds?
No.
What was the first document you gave her?
I never gave her a document.
Was it the GHQ phone list?
I never gave her any document.
I've got a list of what you gave her, Sunday.
Well, you must have made a mistake. It wasn't me.
I haven't got time to play games with you, my friend. Either you gave her the documents, or your mate gave them to her. Was it him?
How should I know?
Because you slept in the same billet! I've had enough of you two bastards. Mr. Dickens, when I get to 5, you shoot.
Right.
Now you talk, Mason. Right now, and he gets it. I'll give it to 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Are you ready to talk now, Mason? Or do you want the same?
Just killed him. You can't do that. That's regulations. Queen's writ. I don't believe it. Oh, God save me. Please, God save me.
Are you going to talk, Mason? I'll count to 5. 1, 2.
For God's sake, what do you want to know?
Was it you who gave her the documents?
Yes. Yes, it was me.
Why?
I wanted to marry her.
What did you give her?
Anything she wanted that I could lay my hands on.
Like what?
The order of battle, 2 corps deployment at unit strength, our radio schedules, names of officers, billet addresses. I can't remember exactly.
You knew she was East German?
Not at first. Only after about 2 weeks.
How long have you been providing this stuff?
About a year.
Did you know she was working for the KGB?
I guessed it must be something like that. I didn't know who exactly.
What reason did she give for wanting the information?
She said that they'd let her and her family come over to West Berlin and then we could be married.
You believed her?
Yes.
You didn't think it might be sensible to report it to one of their officers? Did she tell you who she passed the information to?
She said it was a man named Boris.
Boris who?
I don't know.
Where did you meet up to hand over the stuff?
There's a hotel. She booked us a room.
What was the name of the hotel?
Pension Lobo. It's near Checkpoint Charlie.
And is that where you had sex with her?
Yes.
Did you ever go into East Berlin?
No, never.
You bloody liar! We've got photos of you over there. Right. Get her, Sturgis. Get the girl.
Right, old man.
Look at her, Mason. Her mouth swollen and bloody, the bruises on her cheeks. Learn the lesson, even if it's too late. What's your name, sweetheart? If you don't talk, little girl, your friend's going to end up on the floor like the other one. Verstehen? Are you going to let your sweetheart die for the KGB, Uschi?
Du Scheißkerl.
Okay, shoot him, Mr. Dickens.
You liked it. You're worse than they say. Animals.
Ursula Brightman, age 20. Address, flat 12, number 74, Gerlinderstrasse, East Berlin, opposite the cemetery. Courier and informant for Yuri Simonov, KGB Overseas Detachment 739. Yes?
If you know, why are you asking?
We want to know a lot more, sweetheart.
You get nothing from me.
Are you sure?
Very sure.
I'll hand you over to my friend. He fancies you, little girl. But he's got funny ways with girls.
Show her, Sturgis.
Okay, that's enough. Now, do you want some more, Uschi? Or are you going to talk?
Yes.
Did he give you the codes?
Yes.
What codes?
NATO, second level, and BAOR, operational.
What else?
He got us service manuals for F-111.
How did he get those?
He fixed for U.S. airmen to have sex with me.
What else?
He gave me many NATO documents. I don't read them.
What kind of documents?
Of communications and monitoring, red alert procedures. I can't remember more.
Who directed you?
Yuri Simonov.
Where did you meet him to be briefed?
I don't understand what is briefed.
Where did he meet you to tell you what to do?
Sometimes at my place, sometimes at MFS.
In Norman & Ali?
Yes.
What rank is he?
Captain. He's not KGB. He's GRU.
How much did they pay you?
I got my flat and 1,000 marks a month. Sometimes extra if I do well.
Who else did you have in West Berlin?
Fox and Mason and One other.
Who was the other?
A sergeant in military police.
Did he work at Checkpoint Charlie?
Yes.
And that's how you got in and out, yes?
Yes.
How about you work for us?
No, never.
Well, why not?
I love Yuri. He is going to marry me.
He's already married. Got a wife in Kiev.
I know. He's going to divorce her.
How long have you known him?
2 years and 3 months.
You know his wife's 3 months pregnant.
I don't believe. He loves only me.
Must be sleeping with his wife all the same. We could pay you well if you worked for us. You'd have their money and ours.
I do it for Yuri. It's not only the money.
What else can you remember?
My head aches. I'm very tired.
Okay, Sturgis. She's yours.
Oh.
But not longer than an hour. More coffee, Walker?
No, thanks. This is fine.
Did you get what you want, McLaren?
More or less.
Why didn't you ask for the MP's name and the U.S. Airman's name?
No point. We know them already. They've been dealt with. Both of them.
What's going to happen to the girl?
Sturgis will have his fun. And then we'll bung her in with the other two.
Won't the two soldiers be reported AWOL?
No. We've covered all that.
Oh.
You're a nosy sod, Simmons. We'll put out a story that they've defected to the East Germans with the girl. That'll give the Ruskies something to work out.
Where's the toilet?
The green door down the passage.
Thanks.
What do you say to your soldier friend to make him do what you tell him?
I hypnotize him.
I know. But how do you make him shoot the buggers? He's not the shooting kind.
That's why he was chosen. So that nobody would even believe him if he came apart when I'm not around. I told him that they were spies trying to help the Russians take over the UK. And we were all relying on him saving us. They were desperate men. He has to save us all.
And he believes all that?
Of course.
Tell me about the girl, Debbie.
Yeah, she's the same. She does what I tell her to do when she's hypnotized.
And neither of them know what they've done?
No. They're programmed to forget it all.
That means you could have sex with a girl and she'd never know.
Yes.
And you could do this programming with any girl?
99 out of 100.
My God. You must have a fantastic time. We've got to find another squaddy. Walker's being discharged next month.
Maybe we should try a civilian. They're just as suitable.
No. We'd rather keep it in the army. We can cover up for them. We know the rules and regulations. We've got a better hold on them. Okay. We'd better get on our way. Let's get moving.
Hi there. Miss Shaw around, honey?
Who shall I say is calling?
Colonel Bill Mortensen, U.S. Army.
There's a Colonel Bill Mortensen to see you, Miss Shaw. U.S. Army. Okay. She'll be right out, sir.
Thank you.
Would you like to sit down for a moment?
No, I'm fine, thanks. Hi there. You don't remember me, honey, and why should you, huh? Now, you sang at our camp in Texas one night, and I took you into the mess afterwards, and you sang As Time Goes By.
My, that seems a very long time ago.
Yeah, you know, I was talking about you only last week to Tony. Tony Simmons, who played the piano for you. He was real fond of you, Debbie.
Oh, how is he? What's he doing now?
Well, he's okay. He's all over the place. He's in New York right now. But How are you making out? You look like you're doing real well.
I get by. How about you?
Me? Well, I'm still in the Army, still the same old routine. Say, how about I take you out for a drink, or a meal someplace? You tell me. What's the real best place in this town?
I'm afraid I can't. I've got a business meeting at 8. I'm going to be late as it is.
Oh, too bad. Well, can I contact you some other time, honey?
Of course you can. Just give me a ring.
Debbie Shaw Agency.
May I speak to Miss Shaw, honey?
Just a moment, please.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hi, Debbie? Bill Mortensen. Hey, any chance of having that date you promised tonight, Debbie?
Well, you'll have to give me a bit more notice. Next time, phone me in advance and we'll make a proper date.
Well, I'll sure do that, honey. Say, could I ask you a favor?
Try me.
Well, can I leave a letter at your office to be picked up? It's kind of special, security stuff.
Well, okay.
You know that letter you held for me? We really appreciated your help.
Oh, it was nothing. Who was we, by the way?
I was helping out the security people. We sometimes have problems about confidential material. You helped us solve one of our problems.
Ooh, sounds very exciting and hush-hush.
Oh, would you like to help us again?
It depends what you want.
I've got a small package I want delivered personally to New York. We'd pay you, honey.
I couldn't spare the time, Bill.
Well, we'd fly you Concorde both ways, there and back the same day. Could be a Saturday or a Sunday, if that's easier.
Sounds very interesting. How much do I get?
$150 in cash.
When do you want this done?
As soon as you can make it.
Okay. Let's make it Saturday, and I can sleep on Sunday.
Hey, that's great. And there's a little bonus that I'll arrange. I'll fix it up for you to meet an old admirer of yours while you're in New York.
Who's that?
Remember the doctor, the guy that played the piano for you that night in the mess after your act?
Oh, yes, Tony Simmons, yeah. Of course.
Well, he'd just love to say hello again.
Oh, me too. I'll look forward to that.
Yeah, Grabowski.
Okay, I fixed it with the girl. Saturday, Concorde both ways. She wouldn't play otherwise, but why not do it over here? Easier for everybody.
I don't want to run the risk of her knowing that he's over here.
Ah.
And I don't risk anyone seeing him together here and putting two and two together.
Uh-huh.
He'll only be over there for 2 days. He's not using Heathrow. It'll be there and back from Prestwick.
Okay, well, I'll leave it with you, Ziggy. Bye for now.
Okay.
You're even prettier than you were way back. You really are.
And you're a lot smoother than you used to be. I'm supposed to give you this packet.
Well, thanks. Well, let's walk to my car. You've got 6 hours in New York, and I'm not going to tire you out. First, we're going to Saks, and you're going to buy a nice dress on the Army's account.
Ooh.
Then we eat in a nice suite overlooking Central Park. After that, we'll see how the time has gone and maybe go down to the village for a drink.
Sounds very nice. Just what the doctor ordered. Oh, that was a lovely meal. And I love this dress.
You feel tired?
Not tired. Just pleasantly sleepy. I'll sleep on the plane.
Nancy Rollins. Can you hear me, Nancy?
Yes.
Have you told anyone about this trip, Nancy?
No.
Not even your boyfriend?
I don't understand.
Do you have a steady boyfriend?
No.
Tell me about when you were a little girl.
Oh, didn't like it. I hated them both. He was always touching me, and she knew. She beat me.
How old were you?
10, maybe 11.
Go on.
I was unhappy all the time. It's making me cry. I never think about it now.
Is there anyone you really trust in your life?
I trust you.
Good girl. Do you like Bill Mortensen?
Oh, he's okay.
Listen very carefully, Nancy. When Bill tells you to do something, I want you to do it. Whatever it is, I want you to drop everything and do what he asks. Do you understand?
Yes.
Tell me your name.
Nancy Rawlins.
What other girl's name do you like?
Lara.
That's a nice name. Why do you like that?
Dr. Zhivago. I liked that film. Her name was Lara. There were daffodils in front of the house. But they came and took her away.
I'm going to count to 10, and then you'll be Lara. Do you understand?
Yes.
1, 2, go to sleep. 3, 4, deeper and deeper. That's right. 5, 6, 7, 8. You're feeling so relaxed. 9, 10. And now you're Lara. Can you hear me?
Yes.
What's your name?
Lara.
What's my name?
Joe Spellman.
Do you like me, Lara?
Yes, I like you a lot.
And you'll always do what I tell you to do?
Yes.
Would you kill someone if I told you to? Somebody evil?
Yes, of course.
Do you like being Lara?
Yes.
When I want you to be Lara, I shall say a special number to you. 890. When I say 890, you'll be Lara. You understand?
Yes.
Say the number to me.
890.
I'm going to wake you up. I'm going to count from 10 to 1. And when you hear me say 1, you'll be awake and you'll be Debbie again.
I'll be Debbie again.
No! No!
Hey, now whatever's the matter? Hey, come here now. Come on, and tell me what's the matter, eh? Whatever is it now? What? Come on, what's the matter now, eh? There. What's the matter?
I don't really know, Mum. I just don't know.
Well, are you worried about not getting them jobs, eh? Is that it?
That's part of it.
And what's the other part, lad?
I have these nightmares.
What about?
About killing people.
You mean when you were in the army?
I think so. I'm not sure.
Tell me what happens in these nightmares.
It's in a barn. There's a wooden table.
Aye.
An army-issue table with papers and maps on it. And 2 men tied to chairs. There were 2 officers in battle dress. One of them told the 2 men that if they didn't talk, they would be shot.
Oh.
And then the officer tells me to shoot him. And when I shoot him, there's stuff comes out of his chest like spaghetti and blood.
Oh, my Lord. Oh, dear. Well, where was this place?
What place?
Where you killed this man in your nightmare. Was it a place you know?
I don't know. I think so.
But you were in Bradford for a year, and then you were at that depot place where you were in the stores. It must be one of them places.
No. I can remember signposts on a motorway. Right. They were in German.
Well, did your unit go to Germany? Maybe one of them NATO exercises?
No. I never left this country.
Well, have you seen a film like this? Or have you seen it on telly?
I don't think so. I just don't know.
Well, maybe we should write to the War Office. Maybe they could help.
I don't want to know, Mum. I want to forget it.
I know you do, lad. But I'm taking you to see the doctor. He always asked after you when you was in the army. We're going to get to the bottom of all this. Something's wrong, very wrong. And we're going to find out what it is.
In the fifth episode of Pay Any Price by Ted Albury, you heard Susanna Fellows as Debbie and Michael J. Shannon as Tony Simmons. McLaren was played by Crawford Logan, Sturgis, John Webb, Corporal George Walker by Richard Hugh, Fox, David Peart, Mason, Albert Welling, Ushi and Mrs. Walker, Carol Boyd, Colonel Mortensen, Don Fellows, Ziggy Grabowski, Kerry Francis, and the receptionist, Pauline Siddle. The serial is directed by Christopher Venning.